We can do the pony story. Because we are, as you say, off to where? Where are we going?
To horse riding camp.
To horse riding camp.
Hi,
in Little Island, in Cork.
I can't wait.
And it's Tuesday morning, and we're off on the pony story. Okay, now look, you'll have to just remind me, where are we at in the pony story? Where do we get to? Diamond the pony sees the poet. What's the poet's name?
Van Efteen.
Yes.
Van Efteen.
John.
John Efteen.
And what does F stand for?
Fantastic.
John Fantastic Dean. And from Achill Island. And he's sitting on the toilet. That's right. And what happened to... I mean, we did the bit about the poet sitting on the toilet. We did that in the Rubicon Centre,
yeah.
Didn't we? In front of all those other people. Did you like that?
Yeah.
They laughed, didn't they?
Yeah, laughed. There's only one kid there.
How old was he?
She.
Oh, yeah. How old was she?
Did you
watch her during it? Did she laugh?
No.
Did she have a serious look on her face all the time?
Yeah.
I wonder, did that mean that she thought it was silly?
I don't know.
I wish I knew what she was thinking. But it was great to do it with you. I can tell you that. It was great. Okay, so back to the pony story on Achill Island. The princess is... going in search of somebody to play with her, to ride horses with her, and she hasn't found anybody in the whole of Ireland yet. And she's on a journey, travelling with four ponies. And the four ponies' names are Crystal, Diamond, Silver, and... Crystal, Diamond, Silver, and... Who are we forgetting?
And Sparkle.
And Sparkle.
No, Sparkles!
And Sparkles.
You always say
Sparkles, right, with an S on the end.
Yes.
See, I keep forgetting.
And right now, I think she's shining. Is it sunny? Is it sunny on Achill Island?
It is sunny on Achill Island. It is very sunny on Achill Island. Sparkles is sparkling. And Diamond is diamonding.
Dad.
And Crystal is crystalling. And Silver is silvering. And we're having fun.
No, I'm
not. Okay. Okay, as soon as the poet got off the toilet, as soon as he'd done his business sitting on top of the stones, he went back to the stone where he usually sat. And the princess went forward to meet him. Now, she wasn't used to meeting poets with bald heads and very long beards.
With a hat, Dad.
Oh, with a hat. And how could I forget the hat? And so she said to him, "How do you do? I hear you are a great poet." The poet looked at her and he winked. She wasn't quite expecting a poet to wink. She thought he'd be very, very serious. But she was convinced that the poet had winked. He had said absolutely nothing. In fact, all he did was bend down, pick up a bit more of berry ink, and do a bit more writing on a scroll of parchment that he had in front of him that was as long as his own beard. He kept writing poetry all the time. Or at least that was what the princess thought he was doing, because she had heard. I don't know who told her, by the way, that he was a poet. All it was an old man sitting in the middle of a of a gap in the rhododendron's writing. And how did... Was there any evidence that he was a poet?
No.
How would you be able to tell if somebody was a poet? If they were just writing? I mean, how would you know that what they were writing was poetry? Exactly. That was a problem. You don't know. Have you any idea? I mean, tell me one thing that you think a poet might be different from any other kind of writer. They might look very serious. Would that be make them different? Would poets be just very serious?
Yes.
Yeah. My phone?
Yeah.
You can.
I actually don't want to do the pony story.
Do you want to take a break from it?
Yeah.
Yeah? And is that because of the difficult question about the poet?
No.
Or is it because there's something you want to do with the iPhone?
Yes.
What do you want to do with the iPhone today?
Not telling.
Not telling? Aha! A secret. Actually, maybe that is the answer to what's the difference between a poet and another kind of writer. The answer is secret. That poetry is a secret way of writing.
Dad, I want the iPhone.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Goodbye, John F.D.